And now it's time for Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin today, and boy, we have a great show for you today. Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, is here, along with Ken Franke, president of the Sport Fishing Association of California, otherwise known as SAC. We're going to be talking some fishing from the air and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use a special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. This is going to be a fun show today.
It is right here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks, Corey, for being here today. And, a beautiful day in Southern California. There's some heavy action at the landings here. We're overlooking the landings.
See, the RP unloading.
RP's unloading. The Royal Star is unloading. Boy, they're catching a lot of fish.
Yeah, some fishing, good fishing.
Fishing's really good. And it's a lot of it is thanks to this guy sitting right next to me here, Tom Green. He found them all. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey.
Our SAC spotter plane pilot. And you told us in January there's a lot of fish out here. And here it is, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's same song, 15th verse.
Yeah,
it's just so much fish. It's unbelievable. It's great. It's great for everybody.
And a lot of classes of fish too, right?
A lot of year class. The biggest fish I saw this year was about 300 pounders.
Yeah,
and we saw quite a few 15 to 20 pound fish. So
yeah,
we're not talking a school or two. We're talking several thousand tons.
Wow.
It's nice. It's really good for the industry.
Spread in many, many areas.
I liked when he called after his last flight and said, "Tell the boats, don't move. You're right in the middle of it."
that's great.
No, that's true.
Ken Franke, good morning.
Good morning.
Great. And now you're the guy that hires this guy, right?
I'm not sure who works for who. But.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, Ken got a hold of me a few years back, and it's been a great relationship with Ken and the boats. It's been super.
Yeah. So you actually, your career as a pilot has been for a long, long time spotting. Kind of go through that. And
this is my 49th year in the air.
49th year, spotting fish.
Spotting fish.
So 49 years ago, who were you spotting for?
Bud Sears on the Invader for swordfish.
For swordfish.
That's how I got started. And then they outlawed us, and I switched over to the purseiners.
Oh, so you're not allowed to use
No, they can, but at one time, they outlawed the airplane. And then they opened up the gill nets.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
That's crazy,
right?
Isn't it?
But then they allow spotters for
swordfish
now.
Yeah, a few years after that, they got it back into the... But then, by then, I was fishing with the purse seiners, and it was much more lucrative.
Yeah.
And I got to fish all year.
Yeah, yeah. So you were spotting for purse seiners for mostly bluefin tuna or yellowfin tuna or everything?
When I very first started, it was with the San Pedro Fishing Fleet, and we fished anchovies, mackerel, sardines, bonita, squid, everything.
Wow.
If it had two eyes and a wiggle, we caught it.
You caught it.
And the crazy story is I remember your voice from when I was on the bait boat 30 years ago.
Worked for Everingham Brothers.
For Everingham. Yeah. Joe Machado, and we would hear your voice. I mean, I heard your voice. I recognize you by your voice, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, come over here, right?
Well, he would call, give checks, you know, like, hey, how you guys doing? And, hey, you know, we're seeing some mackerel on the nine or whatever.
Right.
And we'd trade information. And, hey, if you guys need anchovy, I see a ton of it up here off Oceanside. And
right.
It was just a transfer of information.
Yeah.
And it was, gosh darn it, at least a weekly check, you know?
Yeah.
All on the VHF.
Well, and the thing is, you know, guys, we're all in the same boat together, so there's no reason that we can't work together, the sports, the commercial guys. We're all doing the same thing.
Sure, absolutely. And you guys finished up, now you spot for Ted Dunn and Bluefin Tuna
That's correct.
Pens, right?
Correct, out of Mexico. And this year, our season opened January 1st, and we're done January 14th.
Holy shit.
What? 14 days.
Oh, I know. It's sad.
You're sad because it put you out of business, right?
Yeah. And then and Ken says, well, give me a call later.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we get him after the Saners are done. We get Tom, and he understates it. It has been such a huge help having him up in the air. Think about it. We save so much time, money, and fuel. Even the environmentalists like us because we burn less fuel.
Yeah.
But having people be able to go straight out to a specific area, the operators know where they're going before they ever leave the dock, is a nice thing.
Yeah, that is.
And, you know, the other thing is it's not just important to know where to go, but it's also really valuable where not to go.
Yeah.
And I'm covering it at 100 knots. And so, you know, I cover a lot of territory. So that's a big help for the boats. It really is.
Yeah, when we talk on the phone a lot of times at night, Tom feels bad if he doesn't find something. And then I go, I cover this whole area here. There's nothing there. And I'm like, you just saved us so much time and fuel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's just as valuable.
So how do you know when you're plotting where to go, how do you know where to go? Do you look at temperature charts? Do you look at chlorophyll? What do you look at?
I look at temperature charts and don't cross your eyes, but a lot of it's really luck.
Yeah. But hey, I'll take luck anytime.
Some people make their own luck.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
Yeah. No, but the more you're out there, the luckier you get.
Yeah.
I watch the temperature charts really well. And all of it, you know, you look at the big picture and the weather and just... They don't like the southeast. If you got southeast blowing, for me, I might as well not go.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just...
What happens?
No, the fish just don't like to show in the southeast.
Uh-huh.
They stay down.
They stay down.
Really? Yeah. Anyway, for me...
They're not up on the surface.
Right.
Yeah.
The boats, they'll find them with the sonar and the meters and all. But for me, usually when you got a southeast breeze or an east breeze, it's just the fishing's the least when the... It's out of the east.
So the old story.
Yeah.
Went from the south, fish shut their mouth.
Well, I don't know. They don't have.
They
don't
still bite, though. Hey, wind from the east, the fish bite the least.
But there's times when they bite pretty well during those winds, too, right?
Yeah.
You just don't see them on the surface a lot.
Right.
Yeah. So when you see in a bunch of bluefin, are they stacked up on an edge on a temperature break? Or, I mean, how...
You'll fish the edge a lot, and one day they'll be on one side of the edge, you know, on the clean water side. The next day you'll go on that break, and they're going to be on the dirty water side. You know, what happened here? What's going on? But, you know, normally they're going to be on the clean water side.
On the cleaner side.
I was coming up fishing an edge one day, and I see some boats way inside me. And I went over there, and it was a commercial guys, and they were setting wide open, and it was in green water. And I called one of my buddies. I said, what are you guys doing in here? He says, oh, that's where the fish are.
Crazy.
So you got to look everywhere.
Yeah, they can be in green water,
too. Oh, yeah, no, that's...
Well, and that's typically where the bait wants to be.
Right.
Where it can hide and be less seen, and the tuna want... the cleaner water, so they at some point have to kind of cross.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Pretty interesting. So, Ken, tell us about the scenario of how you figured out how to hire this great guy to fly for you.
When you see success, copy it.
Yeah, okay.
And we had, you know, Ted Dunn had been in our fleet for years and years and years, and we had watched what was going on. And, you know, just as competition got tougher and fuel prices got higher, it started to become a very big deal to try and cut down the amount of time we look. So, you know, this has been a number of years now, and it's worked out really well for everybody. I really like it, especially beginning of the season. Tom's giving us photographs and stuff that we can post.
Oh, my.
And they're astounding. You're just you talk a way to fire people up to want to go fishing.
Yeah.
Show them those kind of pictures.
Yeah, for sure. So when are you going to send them up again?
As soon as he wants to go.
Yeah. The weather's been an issue.
It's the weather.
It's the weather.
It's the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as conditions are right, Tom, green light, goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go find some more fish.
I'm for it. Yeah. The last time I went down, what Ken was talking about, all the boats were just killing them. It was overcast day, and it was just no good for taking pictures. God, I wished it would have been good for that day. It was an amazing, amazing
day. A lot of fish around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just.
Do you think that this bluefin tuna population is getting bigger?
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No, there's absolutely no doubt about it. What really changed the picture for us was when Mexico outlawed catching bluefin tuna for the cannery.
Oh.
It's in Mexico, it's a value-added fish only, so fresh fish only. And that is what changed because
it changed
now,
the whole landscape.
Oh,
so instead of turning it into dog food, cat food.
Well, no, it was never dog food, cat food. It went into the cannery for human consumption.
Okay.
They do. It's a canned tuna.
Yeah.
Down there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, we'd go down there. I mean, you guys remember years past, if you got a 30-pound or 40-pound bluefin, that was a big bluefin.
Yeah.
It was because every time the fish, the West Coast here, is the nursery for the bluefin.
Right.
They come over here as a 5 to 10 pound fish. They stay here until they get to 300-400 pounds, and they go back to Japan to spawn. So before, we would catch them when they were 20-30 pounders, and you'd wipe out that whole year class. Well, now we haven't done that anymore, and now that's why you're seeing all the big fish. Nobody, we don't even, if we, when we're fishing for the pins, if the fish is under 40 kilos, we don't want it.
Wow.
We want the bigger fish. So now all the 20-pound fish gets a chance to grow until they're 80 pounds or 300 pounds. And, you know, there's some big fish out there.
Oh, yeah.
When did that change in Mexico, Tom? When did that take place? Was it in the last 10 years? Or?
It's been about 12 years ago, I think, 13 years ago. I don't know exactly when we did it, but it was Ted Dunn was one of the big pushers for that because it was a sustainable fishery and put a lot of people to work in Mexico.
Right.
I mean, it's not a small industry. It's there's infrastructure there that's unbelievable.
The pens.
The way it is today, it's
sustainable. It's every year.
Right.
It's not, you know, oh, are we going to have any fish to catch this year? And that's the way it would be if you had the big fleet come in, you could wipe out 10,000 tons.
Sure.
I've seen it in action.
Yeah.
You can, 10,000 tons, it goes pretty doggone fast when they each boat holds 1,000 tons.
So, Tom, it's pretty safe to say, like, what we've seen the last 6 to 7 years is probably a result of...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No, there is no ifs, ands, buts about it. In my...
In your opinion,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have the eyes from the sky, so you see it all. Yeah,
yeah. I've been fishing in Mexico for the last 22 years. That's been my primary area to fish. And, primary area to
and
fish.
And 49 years up in the air. Yeah. I mean, I'm lost for words.
Yeah.
Really at the level of
I know
of knowledge.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, unbelievable.
But the big
it.
Thing a lot of people need to understand is Tom hit the nail on the head. Management, the international, the IATTC, they manage it really well. And the pen operation, they get their specific small quota, and that's it. They're done. And I think that's where the sustainability is coming from. I mean, the results are impressive. So our fleet works really well with the pen operations, you know, giving everybody room and being respectful of each other. And it's a two-way street. It's working out well.
Yeah, for sure.
And we share Tom.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So Ken, some important SAC business that we need to address, and that is this new CARB issue that a lot of people aren't aware of.
Okay, this is serious, folks. Get your pens out. Savefishing.com. Savefishing.com.
Savefishing.com.
Yep, you got to go to that site and sign a petition. The bottom line is the state California Air Resources Board wants every commercial passenger sport fishing boat in the state to replace their engines. Initially, they started during the middle of COVID when everybody was at home, a process announcing it. Well, everybody was at home. And the bottom line was the engines that they wanted, Tier 4 engines, haven't been invented for our boats.
They don't exist.
They don't exist.
But they want you to replace the engines with product that doesn't exist.
Yep. And
so basically that basically puts every sport fishing boat out of business.
Pretty much. January 2023, 18 months from now,
18 months.
Is when the rule goes into effect. Now, they are going to give people the opportunity to apply for 2-3-year extensions. One caveat being in the last several weeks, they've backed off a little bit and said that you could put Tier 3 engines plus a diesel particulate filter that's monstrous, it just can't be done on our boats. But again, it's an unattainable goal. And so what we're trying to do is get a petition to the governor to say, you know, these boats are the only economic way people that can't afford their own yacht can go in the ocean. We need to make sure they're still here and that the ticket price isn't double or three times what we're currently paying. So that petition is hopefully going to help us wake the governor's eyes up and get some support for something we can do, which we're willing to do, is put the Tier 3 engines in, which is what we've been doing all along with grant money. The other part of this rule that's really bad is as soon as the rule goes into effect, we're no longer allowed to use grant money to help pay for it, which also makes it almost impossible to do, because to repower a boat's $350,000 to $400,000. And guess who's going to pay that bill if it were possible? Is the fisherman.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
but it's not even conceivable.
It's not.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
Our illustrious Governor Newsom, in his great knowledge, also wants to go after recreational boating.
Yeah.
So, in other words, anybody that has a recreational boat with a gas or diesel engine in it is on the same boat, right?
Yes. About 3 weeks ago, an announcement went out that they're going to have a meeting, a webinar on inventory. And, okay, nobody knows what that means, so not much attention. Well, we were already savvy to what was going on. We watched the webinar, and they laid out that they're going after all the private boats. They called it an inventory program. Well, what they said they're going to do is they're going through the Department of Motor Vehicle Records to inventory the 685,000 private boats in the state for the purpose of around 2026 doing a rulemaking to do the same thing in some fashion to them to reduce emissions. And don't get me wrong, everybody's cool with emissions reductions, making the environment better. that we all get that. But you gotta do it when it's logical, when the technology exists. You can't make people do something that hasn't been invented yet.
But wait, there's more. No. The Navy is excluded. The all the cruise ships are excluded. All the freighters are excluded. Who are the biggest polluters of all? They're all excluded from this, right?
Yeah. You take a look outside the entrance to Long Beach Harbor, 40, 50 yeah. ships sometimes at anchor.
And they're all excluded.
Unbelievable. The thing on this, just so everybody understands, in our state, active full-time commercial passenger boats, there's 215 that we're aware of. And then part-timers, there's about 60. So that little group of boats is bearing the burden of all of this.
Unbelievable.
It's just...
What are they thinking? I mean,
it's crazy, just,
it's,
really?
It's lunacy.
They have better lobbyists.
I guess. Well, we're
doing our best. We are trying to be at the table and reasonable with the CARB employees to try and teach them about our industry and safety. The one thing everybody out here that is on this show today goes on our boats. I've been running sport boats 40 years. Nothing is more frightening on the planet Earth than when you're 60 miles at sea in the middle of the night and the boat goes dead because the engines just shut off. So these diesel particulate filters is a very big concern. The technology at this moment doesn't really exist for our boats, but basically when the filter plugs up, pressure, heat get developed supposedly, and you run, fire hazard risk, the machinery shuts down. Well, that is all a bad, bad scenario.
Yeah.
So we have pretty much pleaded with CARB to engage the U.S. Coast Guard before they do anything else, engage the Coast Guard, and let's make sure this thing's even safe.
Yeah.
So crazy.
That would be a good idea, right?
Yeah. Well, and you guys know, I did 30 years as the police department, Harbor Police, doing the rescue side of this stuff,
right.
Going to fires on boats at sea, et cetera, and rescues with vessels dead in the water because the machinery is out, and it is frightening.
Yeah.
It's
a serious deal.
30 people on your boat, middle of the night, everything goes black. Now what do you do?
Yeah, not a good scenario. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Boy, we have a lot to talk about.
A lot
Tom
to
Green
cover.
And Ken, huh?
A lot to cover, Pete. We really do. Tom Green and or SAC spotter pilot, or Eye in the Sky, as we'll call him, Pete.
Yeah.
And Ken Frankie with the Sport Fishing Association of California. As you can hear, he's got a lot of knowledge that's coming up and being put on the table as we speak. And if you want to call, give us a shout at 213-432-1090 or text the app. You know, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, really cool way of doing it. If you don't want to call in, you just want to send a message or a question, you can do it that way. We'll be happy to read it that way. For one lucky caller today at 213-432-1090, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And, man, what fishing they've had.
They've been killing it.
The last 10 days,
oh,
they have absolutely limit style of bluefin and some yellowtail and just a really fun deal. So, again, the number, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back. More with all this good information on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, good morning. Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Miter 1090. And giving away, there is one open line, so I'll give you the number again, 213-432-1090.
Yep. And Christian, stand by, yeah. Waiting for your phone calls there. Thanks to Christian for all his hard work there. Appreciate that. And, trip on the Liberty.
Right now?
Yeah. And, of course, you can get through on the app, too. We're getting flooded with questions on the app. We'll get to as many as we can, but just go to our app and
just
text the show. Just text it, and we'll get an email and read them as we can. So,
looks like the one line filled up.
There you go. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones then.
Let's do it. How about John? John from Escondido. Thanks for joining us this morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just calling in. Just got off an 8-day trip with on the Royal Polaris. Had a great time. The bluefin were being bluefin, but it was fun being out of the water. And now I'm getting back on the Royal Polaris for another 8-day with the John Collins group, and just enjoying all the wonderful fishing that we got going on.
Back-to-back RP trips, huh? Did you
back-to-back
even take your stuff
RP
off
trips.
The boat?
D made me take my clothes off the boat. I got to leave my tackle on the boat, but, it's all good. We're going to have fun.
All right. So the fish were having trouble cooperating? You're on a lot of fish? They didn't want to bite?
Yeah, there's a ton of fish. We got them to come up, and, they'd play a little bit, and they'd dive down. A lot of small guys, four over two. A couple on the kite, a couple on the flat ball and everything, but it was just, slow picking, but it was fun. We went down to the ridge, or actually we went down to Lajos Rocks, and wasn't real good down there. So then we scooted over to the ridge, loaded up on yellowtail there, then came up and spent 3 days in the bluefin ground.
Wow.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'll be fishing again
absolutely.
This afternoon because the fish
fun,
are close,
fun
right?
group of people and a great, great, great time on the water.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, have a great time on the Royal Polaris. Nice to see him unloading here this morning. And good luck on the next one. Give us the report when you get back, John.
That's a way to live life.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we'll be back on the 4th of July.
Yeah. 4th of July. Hey, I want to throw out a big get well to our buddy, Captain Bob Fletcher, Dart. Get well, Dart. We want you to feel good and get well. Of course, your predecessor at SAC for many, many years.
Yeah, he set the stage for me to come in. Yeah, he's been feeling poor lately. So, say some prayers for him. Want to get him out of the hospital.
Yeah, for sure. So get well soon, Dart. And we need you back.
Our good friend. A big hug.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Doug? Doug home from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering about the spotter plane. Do they just go straight offshore, or do they go all around as well?
That's top secret.
Right? You can't give it all up.
No, you go everywhere. You go Well, you know, a lot of what we do is I'll give the fishermen a call and see what they're seeing, what they're not seeing, where they're seeing the temperature breaks, and we get, you know, we work together.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times when Tom and I are talking, we'll know where the boats are, and we don't really need coverage there unless it's been slow fishing. And then Tom will try and really help them. But a lot of times Tom and I will talk ahead of time and have him searching in areas that we don't have coverage in boats. That way, if there's some big biomass of fish out there, we know what's coming up the pipe, and we can start directing boats into it.
So, Tom, we just came off the full moon, big day after full moon yesterday, and full moon I believe was Thursday. Can you see that from the sky, how the moon affects where the fish are? Because we just heard John say the fishing's been a little slow. A lot of fish around, they don't want to bite. Does that
affect where they're at?
Yeah,
but also how they act.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, the thing for. In my career, the fish didn't have to be hungry. They didn't have to want to bite.
Uh-huh.
So that made us where we fished, you know, I would fish 57 days straight. There's a lot of times where I never missed a day for over 2 months.
Wow.
But so you fish through the full moons. But, yeah, it usually slows up around the full moon.
Yeah.
The weather is our biggest problem.
Is
commercial
it?
Fishing.
Commercial fishing. Yeah. But you don't – does it – when the, or is it full moon? Or do you see them higher or lower in the water column? Or does that affect that at all?
You know, Pete, I could sit here and BS you, but I don't see it.
Yeah,
interesting.
Right. But we know it somehow. We don't know how it affects the bite, but somehow it affects the bite, right, Captain?
Absolutely.
You can always blame it on it, Pete. That's a perfect excuse.
We would see patterns. It just depended on what time of year it was, but you'll see patterns with the moon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've got a load on the boat, it's a full moon.
That's it.
Yeah.
It worked.
It worked, yeah. That was time to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, great text from Scott and El Segundo. Good morning, guys. Thanks to Ken for everything you do for us fishermen. Give us that website again for the petition, and then for Tom. So let's see, what have you seen in the last few years? Can you tell us how the next few months are looking?
So savefishing.com.
Is it savefishing.com
or save.org?
.com. Savefishing.com.
But that's
that'll
V
go
as
straight.
In victory.
Yes.
Okay.
Save. S-A-V-E.
Fishing.
Fishing.com.
And then you sign the petition.
You sign the petition, yeah. And that's what will go to the governor.
So they'll go for the governor for the carp.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And then... what do you think?
As far as the bluefin fishing season, you guys buckle up because it's going to be good all summer long.
Yeah, like all summer, and are we going to go into the fall again?
I would assume so. I mean, so much depends on what happens with the water conditions. You know, if our temperatures roll over, this or that. But the way it's been going, I just buckle up because you're going to be seeing fish in November.
But the volume without of fish it, without,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question on top of all this. When and if... It's actually if the albacore come mixed in. I mean, at some point in the next 5 years or whatever. How does that interact with the bluefin? How do you see that from the plane? How do they act? What do they do?
It won't affect the bluefin at all.
Yeah.
It really won't. It's, you
Can
know,
it mix
when,
in?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. No, we used to catch a lot of albacore mixed in with the bluefin. And in years past, they always commingled. But, we're going to see the albacore again, you guys. Everything is cyclical.
It's going to happen.
As much as I hate to say it, I've been around long enough to see the cycles, and everything is cyclical. It all comes and it all goes.
Yeah.
So it will be back, and it will be back with a vengeance.
Okay. You agreeing with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Inspirational words.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones,
let's
Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike Holm from Chula Vista. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Everything going all right in here?
Doing well.
Okay, hey, okay. What does it look like when you're flying up there? What do you see? You know, I'm really curious because is it just dark patches or what is it?
Well, it just depends what the fish are doing. You know, if you'll see breezers. I've seen breezers 9 miles away on an oily, greasy, slick, calm day. You'll see a breezer. Or you'll see a
breezer.
Black
spot. Now, what's
a breezer? When the fish are right on top and they're making the water.
Makes it look like there's wind.
Like there's wind on the water.
Uh-huh.
I came up on what I thought was a wind on the water because it was so huge. This was about 3 years ago. And I didn't even look because, that's wind. I just happened to look down and I saw a shiner. It was 5 miles of fish.
That is 5 miles.
5 miles of fish. And I thought it was it was going to be wind.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
Whoa. Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, a lot of his pictures when he's going over fish and he's snapping shots for us to put up, you'll see the shiners as a bluefin are rolling on their sides as they're swimming and such. So it leaves little doubt what's there.
Yeah. Does it help when the sun's shining?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No, it always does. You can see much. You can see into the water a lot better. Can you see
schools that you can't see on the surface? I mean, when you're you look down and...
You'll see black spots. I've seen a black spot 3/4 of a mile away.
Uh-huh.
And you run over there. Oh, yeah, there's a nice school of fish here. I saw a shiner on a swell over 2 miles away.
What's a shiner?
That's when they turn on their side and flash.
Okay. So they're not up quite breezing, but you can see the flash.
And he just happened to be on a swell, and he rolled, and what was that? And I went over there, and sure enough, there it was.
That's crazy.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Such cool stuff. I love this.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Mike. Russell from Huntington Beach says, Tom, how high in the air do you normally fly when you're looking around for a big school?
Well, on good days, on perfect condition days, I'll be 1,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
But how often do we get that? A lot of times we'll get overcast. You know, you always got to be underneath the overcast. So if you got 500-foot ceiling, you got to be underneath that.
Yeah.
So it just depends. It just depends on the conditions, on your weather conditions.
How low can you fly?
I don't want to go there. I told you that earlier.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. If you're flying among a fleet that's flying kites, are you gonna cut those kites off?
Yeah, you gotta watch out.
Wow. That's low.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Have you ever had any incidences on all these years on the water? Have you had any incidences where the engine died?
Well, I mean, sometimes you forget to switch a fuel tank and the engine dies, which is not a big deal. But, no, I've had my share of close calls.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, it sounds like a big deal to me.
Yeah.
But, Adrian, I probably told you this story. And if I did it on the radio, I hate to repeat it. But Adrian and I were 90 miles offshore. Adrian doesn't usually fly with me, and for some reason he flew with me that day, because he usually flies his own airplane. So his airplane might have been broke. So we were 90 miles off from Cedrus Island, straight west of Cedrus.
Wow.
And I have a valve hang-up. So I'm only running on 3 cylinders instead of 4. So I call the boats. I said, hey, listen, I got a stuck valve. No big deal. I'm going to run back to the airport and try to figure it out. We get about maybe 15 miles back towards so we're still 75 miles away. And I look up and the oil light's flashing.
No.
And I looked at Adrian. I said, Adrian, I think we're going to get wet today.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Uh-oh. We still got a long ways to go. So we keep going and we end up making it back to the island. But when we were losing altitude. When I rolled the airplane level, the wheels touched the ground, and I never pulled the power off. As soon as the wheels touched the ground, I had full rack. It's full power. As soon as the wheels touched, I pulled the power off. The engine seized.
Oh.
And Adrian looked at me. He says, Tom, if this were a movie, we'd both say BS.
Wow. What a story.
Oh, yeah. No. And what had happened was the push rod broke the push rod tube and all our oil ran out.
Oh.
Because of they're like Volkswagen engines. So the push rod tube is external.
That is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's pretty wild.
And so what happens if you had to go in the water?
You get wet.
You
land. I mean,
you got
to
land on the water and you kind of sit on top waiting for a rescue.
Well, you're not going to, it's not a boat.
It's
not,
yeah.
It's going to sink right
now. So you got your life preserver on.
And on top of that was the very first of the day, so we had 94 gallons of gas and there was no empty tanks to try to keep you afloat.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, what do you do with a seized engine on Cedrus? I mean, you got to fly in parts.
I pulled that engine off. I had that engine off that day. They took it to Tim's Engines in Long Beach, and I had that engine back on that airplane, and seven days later,
wow,
I was flying that airplane.
Less than a week.
Yes.
What a story.
Yeah.
And no, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah. Me either.
Yeah, all right. Hey, we're going to have more when we come back. These crazy stories, I love it. When we come back on the Let's Talk a Cup app in a mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights of the fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than in Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you know, we have our Islander, our sold out kayak trip coming up. Corey and I are going
looking forward.
Tuesday. And Corey and I were talking, comparing stories about what gear we're bringing. I said, Tranks, man.
Exactly.
I'm bringing, I got a Shimano Tranks 300 and a 400 ready to go.
I've got my 200 and my 300s ready.
Oh,
my
really?
300 is going to be the 7-inch weedless, maybe 8-inch slug, and then the 200 for the 5-inch weedless and for the 6.5-inch slug, either unweighted or on a lead head, but there is nothing that matches that. That power and the strength that comes from the gearing. And
it's just amazing.
It's the perfect.
Yeah.
And I've got them ready for El Salto. Same reel.
Same reel. That 200. Yes. You love that 200.
It's a money reel.
It's big enough but not and small enough,
right? A lot of power.
What do you like about the 200? Oh.
The 200, it's just the perfect size. It's lightweight. You can handle it all day. 300 is the same thing.
Same deal. Yeah.
I've had two or three black sea bass up to about 60 pounds this year on the 200 alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, if you don't have it and you're going calico fishing or you're going to go throw some surface iron or stick baits or something like that, Shimano Tranks is the answer. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hook up!
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we are having so much fun. And one line did open up at 213-432-1090. Give us a shout. We are giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing today.
Yeah, let's find out what's biting down in the bar. The cast man is standing by.
Cast man, good morning.
Buenos dias,
hey,
cast man.
Good morning, Corey. Hey, man, just here listening to the show and getting ready to go out to breakfast with the boys, talk about the Alaska trip, and also talking about going back to L.A. Bay maybe in November. So have a good breakfast and talking some fishing. But anyway, get down to the Baja Fish Reports. Let's start off with Loretto there. Kind of unusual weather this past week. Wind really picked up, really prevented the boats from getting out too far because most of the action is running anywhere 15 to 20 miles out of Loretto. But the fish are there, the Dorado are in, striped marlin have moved into the area, and plenty of sailfish. So there's a good amount of action going on there for surface fish there. And of course, yellowtail this time of year go deep. They like the cooler water, and there are yellowtail to be had also. So some, like I say, there's some good fishing. And hopefully this, the wind actually did start to die down by the end of the week. But, like I say, very unseasonable. Same thing in La Paz there. They've got a great fishery going on there. Both out of the bay there, up to Espiritu Santo Island, and then, of course, down out of Muertos Bay up to Cerralvo. Some sailfish there, striped marlin, a few wahoo being caught right off that area there, Roca Montaña. Of course, along the beaches there, lots of roosters, all the way down from La Paz, all the way down to San Jose del Cabo and around the corner to Cabo San Lucas. Good rooster fish action going on there. They're also got plenty of Dorado there being caught, football-sized yellowfin tuna. And of course, that wind did hamper them also there on the La Paz area. And we wind up with San Jose del Cabo there, same thing. Lots of striped marlin. I'm sure the East Cape boats are just nailing striped marlin, and along with the San Jose del Cabo and the Cabo San Lucas boats. And but the Dorado there, tuna, those banks there around the corner from Gordo, Punta Gordo, the Ayman, San Luis, Vinorama area. No wahoo in the count this past week, but tuna and Dorado. A few tuna, 50, 60-pound class being taken. Mostly being taken on drifting dead sardinas and the cut squid. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. We'll talk to you boys next Saturday. Anybody wants to get into some good fishing down in southern Baja, mainland Mexico, get down to Costa Rica, Panama, also down in South America, Colombia for a peacock bass, which we're doing in February. Give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And you boys have a good week.
Hey, Cast Man, thanks a lot. Great report. Appreciate that. Now, I also want to mention, too, while we're talking about Mexico, is that Tony Reyes finally is back in business. July 11th will be their first trip. They finally got clearance from the port captain there in San Felipe. So Tony Reyes trips out of the Longfin and Orange will be back in business July 11th. So if you're
should be some great fishing there on the Midriff Islands, you know. They haven't been pressured at all for...
Yeah.
So it should be pretty exciting.
And you know firsthand from that, right?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. The best ever Cabrilla and yellowtail fishing I have personally ever done.
That's awesome. Wow. That's awesome. Well, hey, Castman, have a great breakfast with the boys, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that report this morning.
We'll do it, man.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it. And they're jammed up again, Pete. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark. Mark from Santee.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Great.
Awesome.
I got a comment and a question. My comment is, on that particular filter that Ken was talking about, I don't see a boat that could do that because they can't sit at idle. They have to be running in order for that particular filter to be hot enough to burn off all the carbon. So I don't see how that's going to work. Because at night time when they stop and rest. Yeah, and because I got a truck that has a particular filter, I have a diesel, and it always has to be running. You can't let it sit idle all the time.
Trolling for tuna is not a good thing. Yeah, you're right on target.
Yeah, so and my comment is, do you need any co-pilots on a spotter plane?
I think there's a long line.
Yeah,
long list.
No, you don't want to go with me. I don't even like going with me.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, there's a, including I'm on that list, too. Someday I'll get up there with them for sure. Yeah, it's going to be fun. But let's, in the meantime, jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Daniel.
Just a question. Does the pilot ever get to go fishing to the spots that he points the fishing vessels to?
You know, I get to go fishing every day. So I don't catch them one at a time. Who in the world wants to do that?
But that was exactly my thought. Like that's his way of fishing.
That's what he calls. He calls me up and he goes, "Oh yeah, I'm going fishing tomorrow." It's like, "Oh, what boat are you going on?" He goes, "I'm going to boat. I'm going on the plane."
and your success is built upon the load that's in
exactly.
The
net. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or what you're putting the sport boats on.
So exactly. So that's his methodology to fishing.
Tom puts his heart into it because every night after he lands, he calls me up and says, "Can you find out from the guys how they did? His number one thing, he cares so much about how did the people do? Did the people do well today? It seems to get more out of that than anything to him.
You know, last night I was fooling around down here on the sport docks, and it did my heart so well to see the action and the activity and the hum. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's they're back.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
You probably had to be kind of incognito because people probably would have come over and hug you for finding all this.
He's a rock star.
Yeah, he is a rock star. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A question from Scott Nelskindo. Any news on Guadalupe Island?
Oh, good question.
Yeah. I believe they're at the tail end of getting all the permits in order. I know that we did a meeting about a week ago to get briefed on all the biological modifications, if you will, the different plans and such, just getting everybody up to speed on the rules. The Navy was there, the biologists, PROFEPA, which does the patrolling. So, it looks like there's going to be some good opportunity coming up.
New permit in force, right? $75 a person.
Right, per day. Yeah.
But that's no big deal. I mean, with the fish, with the fishing.
For an opportunity to go there, it's worth it.
Awesome.
It is. Yeah. It's not a harbor still an issue? Is that opened up? Like, I mean, we just heard San Felipe Harbor opened up. I mean, is that
everything appears to be returning to normal down there as far as operations and such goes.
Yeah, and you got to imagine they want the funds, you know, like they need the money, you know?
Yeah. Yep. For sure. Hey, it's happening next Saturday. It's our next San Diego County Ford Dealer Remote Broadcast. It's a week from today, Saturday, July the 3rd at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. And your next chance to qualify for that big grand prize, either by random draw, just for hanging out there, or winning the Shimano Casting Contest. A trip for one on any available trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's that great 4 or 6-pack boat out of Dana Landing. AFCO and Hydra foul weather gear, the ultimate foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There are going to be a ton of giveaways, too. AFCO and Gamakatsu and lots of stuff. All you have to do is just show up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. And we'll see you next Saturday, 1 week from today, at Mossy Ford on Mission Bay Drive. Really easy to get to, just off the I-5 freeway in Pacific Beach.
So central. And Pete, the giveaway that you bring are absolutely off the chart.
Yeah, we had a great group there at Encinitas Ford, and we certainly hope the same next Saturday at Mossy Ford. That's going to be a lot of fun, for sure. Cliff from Lakewood sent a text via our Let's Talk Hookup app, and his question is to invite the governor to fish bluefin and get him hooked up, and maybe he understands what we will do to the industry if that happens, right?
Hey, at his level, with Napa Valley, if he could only see the value in the sashimi.
Fishermen have influence. When they were going to close down the Eastern Sierra trout opener, the governor spent 5 minutes talking about his support of fishermen. So your voice is heard. So we actually have a number of trips where we're inviting state assembly people out to the trips with us. Yesterday I did a Friends of Rollo trip. We had 30 kids on the boat with us, and we had state senator.
Great. I was just going to say, we need to get them
out on a Rolla trip.
They,
because
then they get out and they go, oh, now I understand.
Yeah.
You know,
watch
so yeah.
Smiles on these kids' faces.
Yeah. I'll be going up to Sacramento and door to door with a presentation to the different assembly people to teach them what we do.
Yeah.
And why it's important.
And what this CARB thing is all about.
Yeah.
Realistically, what the reality is of the CARB thing. I think it all sounds great on the surface. Oh, yeah, everybody wants clean air. Let's face it. Everybody wants clean water. Everybody wants clean air. We all do, right? But, you know, let's be reasonable about it.
Well,
let's not put people out of business.
Is that what they're trying to do, Ken? Are they trying to, like, overshoot it to try to meet somewhere in the middle? I mean, is there a happy medium, possibly?
You know what? We're hoping.
Yeah.
The thing is, we already have an emissions reduction program in effect. We're already repowering boats up and down the coast.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yes.
It's kind of like we aren't doing it fast enough is what
right.
it seems. But to require things that haven't been invented or don't exist yet.
And that's about 18 months.
It's putting pressure on us.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, maybe by then Newsom will be recalled and we'll have a proper governor in there. Who knows?
Well, for now, I have to work with those folks, and I'm going to do my best to
do so.
With the public's help. Savefishing.com, folks. We need you to send that petition.
Yes, savefishing.com. Easy. It takes about 2 minutes to fill out the petition.
Works on your phone.
Works on your phone anywhere. Savefishing.com.
Sure.
Just sign it and
that's
and,
it.
And send it in. Hey, speaking of Rollo, Cap Morales, Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, great trip that Ken went on yesterday. Tuna Wars tomorrow. The captain's reception, it's on, and it's going to be great. 4 to 7 at Dana Landing. I'll be there hanging out doing the MCT job, and we got a lot of great people. And Captain Paul Hebert, who will be our guest in the studio here tomorrow, along with Harold Davis. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have batten down the hatches here
exactly.
with Paul. And Dave Marciano will be at the captain's reception. You can come. It's $30. There's going to be an array of food there. I mean, sushi on a roll, Jeff's going to be there. Tommy Gomes is going to be making fish tacos. There's
Traeger smoked meats
from Dana Landing.
Hey, and I was at Dana this week, and Johnny secured a Traeger grill for the silent or live auction or something to do with the event.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
That's going to and there's a huge live auction, silent auction. Sean's going to be there from Fisherman's Processing to smoke fish. There's going to be a lot of great food and drink. And it's all part of the deal, $30. Now, here's the deal. You can buy tickets at the door, but there's only about 50 tickets left. The best thing to do, because they may sell out. So that's my warning.
Just secure them.
People are going, I'm just going to buy tickets at the door. You can do that if they're still available. There's only 50 left. So the best thing to do is just go to CaptainRollo.org and just buy it online. $30. Buy your tickets online right there at Captain Rollo's, CaptainRollo.org, and secure your tickets.
Yeah,
and we'll see you at the event tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a cool deal. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk a Cup. More of your calls and more of this cool information when we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app and a Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all of our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
A tough fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.